is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump said today he's not done yet reducing the federal workforce. There is new guidance for federal agencies like the EPA.
We're going to ask them to do their own DOGE. In other words, they'll look in their group and who? I spoke with Lee Zeldin, and he thinks he's going to be cutting 65% or so of the people from environmental.
Asked about the Department of Education.
I think education is going to be one of those. You go around Washington, you see all these buildings in the Department of Education. We want to move education back to the states where it belongs.
The Social Security Administration is considering cutting 50% of its workforce. Allison Keyes reports on how workers are coping.
A federal worker with decades on the job puts it bluntly.
I'm very scared and I'm anxious.
The California-based veteran says she feels like the Trump administration is calling her waste.
I do. And it doesn't help when you see members of Congress saying we don't deserve paychecks because of what we don't do anything.
Now the employee with a strong commitment to service worries that she'll lose her retirement. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Supreme Court appears likely to rule in favor of an Ohio woman who claims she was the victim of reverse discrimination. The first case of its kind being heard by the high court during the Trump administration. Christopher Cruz has that.
Marlene Ames says her gay boss promoted a gay woman to a position over her, one she had applied for. She says she was soon demoted and a gay man was put in her position. She wants the high court to revive her civil rights lawsuit against her employer, the Ohio Department of Youth Services. She spoke after listening to the arguments.
Maybe in the future, at this point, everyone will have a fair bite at the apple.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
There has been a death in the measles outbreak in Texas. Health Secretary RFK Jr. said earlier today there were two. Omar Villafranca reports from Lubbock on why the cases may be spreading.
The majority of the cases that have happened in Gaines County are from that Mennonite community. The thing is, they interact with the general public. They'll go to a big box store or Walmart to grab groceries. They'll go to grab supplies in other places, and that's where they will run into people.
Immigration agents staged a large raid outside Houston looking for undocumented migrants. Reporter Karen Waugh tells us there were a lot of arrests.
118 people were taken, several people being stopped at traffic stops. And this was a collaboration between ICE, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Texas Department of Public Safety.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials currently down 187 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're working on learning more about a fire response at a Kenosha County school today. Fire crews were called to Pleasant Prairie Elementary early this afternoon with initial reports of smoke in a classroom. Summers and Bristol sent units to assist. Again, we're working on learning more. It looks like Joanne's got until about June. The Racine County Eye today has the latest about the closing of Joanne Fabrics. The store on Green Bay Road, along with all of their other locations, are shutting down. Twin Disc's former headquarters in Racine is back on the market. The asking price is now at $3.4 million after a previous redevelopment deal fell through. The 7-acre campus has been vacant since early 2023 when Twin Disc moved those operations to Milwaukee. And 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were terminated. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The union repping the employees says they'll sue over the firings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks fall short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks played well on defense, but missed shots on offense. They lost to the Rockets, 100-97. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is one of those games that'll keep you up at night. It really was. And I thought we would have a big advantage from the three-point line, and it was a dead heat.
Men's college basketball, Wisconsin and Marquette, both with wins at home. The Badgers beat the Washington Huskies, 88-62. John Blackwell scored 24 points.
Start off with the defense, just like getting after after it, listen to what coach said, let my offense game do the work for itself. So yeah, I think it was just a defensive end.
Marquette trounced Providence 82-52. Baseball, Brewers with a 9-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. At the NFL scouting combine, will defensive back Jair Alexander be back with the Pack?
Yeah, he's never said anything differently, and I think he loves Green Bay. You know, again, we'll work through that as we go through the offseason and see where that leads.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky for later tonight, some showers a possibility, and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the low 40s. Warm again Friday, breezy, partly sunny, and a high in the low 50s. It's 39 right now.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. How you doing, Robin?
I'm doing good, Kurt. Now, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You have a smartphone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you type like text messages and stuff on your smartphone? Do you type?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Make a lot of mistakes or are you accurate?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go back to the one that you can scan and like put your finger over and line do it. Yeah, I'm a terrible texter, and I get my fat thumbs seem to cover over two letters at the same time.
I am so happy you said that, because that's what this is all about. There's a study out of the University of Copenhagen that found that with long or fat thumbs come more errors on smartphone touchscreens.
It is so true. I think I only have correctly spelled the word love maybe two times. The rest, it's live.
The researchers said, our study demonstrates that long thumbs alone can explain 12% of all the errors made of users that had to hit certain targets on a screen.
Mine's my stupid thumb, and it just kind of goes right over the I and the O at the same time.
I've gotten to the point where I have to proofread every single text before I send, even if it's just a short little text. I have to proofread it before I send it out because I know there's going to be mistakes on there.
Oh, me too. Even simple words like yes, and then I get so mad, and then I try and type it again, and then it's the same thing, or you know, spelled wrong. I get so frustrated.
I love some of the autocorrects, though. Some of them are hilarious.
Talking to text sometimes works, but not when you're driving, because then you can't read it back.
Oh, mine will read it back to me.
Oh, you got one of those highfalutin phones.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's the phone or I think it's Apple CarPlay. It's the software that the car comes with, because I hook my phone up to the car and then I can talk to text and then it'll read it back to me before I send it. It'll ask me if I want to send it or if I want to change it.
Wow. Yeah, like I said, you get the big bucks. That's a nice car you have there.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Radio folks make big bucks. That's what they say.
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
It was all I hoped it would be. sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
gonna love you. Oh, love it, I
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and we've been talking about it here for a couple of weeks now. This weekend is the Racine County Eyes Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's going to be this Saturday and Sunday at Memorial Hall. There's going to be home remodeling experts there, energy efficiency people, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations, and of course, we're going to be there too with some live broadcasts so you can stop by and say hi. It's going to be this Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 each day. $10 will get you in. Want more information? Go to RacineCountyEye.com.
Bob and weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in and in this corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream in Racine, where happiness is served on a bun. When you're craving warm, comfort food on a chilly day, Dogs and Cream has you covered. Made to order, from yummy chili dogs to loaded Chicago dogs and gourmet pretzel dogs, every bite is pure satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
It's the Four Seasons and Sherry on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is the placement of a donkey's eyes in its head allows them to see all 4 feet at all times. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that information. Here are the Lemon Pipers on WRJN.
Plays upon her head. She must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Excitation.
By my good, good.
News, Timeless Hits, and High School Basketball on WRJN. We've got another good one for you tomorrow night with Wistosha Central at Waterford. Pre-game's at 6:30, tip-off's at 7. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game. And, of course, you can check out the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about a fire response at a Kenosha County school today. Fire crews were called to Pleasant Prairie Elementary early this afternoon with initial reports of smoke in a classroom. Summers and Bristol sent units to assist. Again, we're working on learning more. It'll be butterflies in downtown Racine, murals in Kenosha. This summer will bring a vibrant makeover to downtown Kenosha with the inaugural Kenosha Mural Project. It's a collaboration between the Kenosha Community Foundation, the City of Kenosha, and the Kenosha Creative Space. The goal is to paint 10 full-wall murals in prominent, visible spaces in the downtown area. The popularity of the AMC Gremlin artwork helped prompt the effort. The Downtown Racine Corporation is beautifying Racine with butterflies for their 2025 art project. 2 years after an attempt at a redevelopment, Twin Disc's former headquarters is again up for sale. A new listing has the historic 7-acre campus on sale at $3.4 million. The property's been vacant since Twin Disc relocated to Milwaukee in early 2023. The renewed effort comes after a previous deal to transform the property didn't work out. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky for later tonight, some showers a possibility, and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the low 40s. Warm again Friday, breezy, partly sunny, and a high in the low 50s. It's 39 right now.
We'll be right back.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. A survey found that about 25% of Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth. And as a bit of a public figure, I believe the world revolves around me.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Zombies, time of the season on WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety.
Mustang Sally. Mustang die. Ha. Ha.
Park, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. In fact, you love listening to those timeless hits from the 60s and 70s all week long. But remember, Sunday mornings, it's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, there was Benny Goodman, there was Glenn Miller, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Music of the Stars, 7 till noon, Sunday mornings. Lou curates an amazing blend of songs, weaves in some fun, quirky, and always entertaining themes. It's Music of the Stars, Sunday mornings on WRJN.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500. $100 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale ends soon. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
No.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
WRJN has been providing local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Tonight, maybe a little rain, mostly cloudy, a low of 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. Friday, up to 52.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Cloudy, there is